Hello and welcome to 433. This is a program dedicated to contemporary classical, avant-garde, experimental, and new music. Just how experimental do we get around here? Pretty experimental. Tune in every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on CITR 101.9 and get experimental.
To start with, an impressionist poem in the country.
Yes, welcome to another edition of 433 with your host Gregory Gann on CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver. We're currently listening to an impressionistic poem in the country. In fact, last week, 433 needed a bit of a break. So 433 left to the country. And then we returned to our apartment in Vancouver. Which brings me to the theme of today's show. The theme is the apartment. How much music could you possibly accumulate about apartments, Greg, you may ask? Well, you know, I think it's quite central to think about our dwelling place, almost in a kind of Heidegger sense, you know? The way that we spend so much of our lives in our apartments. And so I lined up, hopefully, a really wonderful playlist of some of the music dedicated to apartments. First up, I have a Lawrence Crane. This is a 7 short pieces. It's a 10-minute track. And it's played by Apartment House. Apartment House is on cello, Anton Lukas Ziviezi. On violin, Gordon McKay. On flute, Nancy Ruffer. On clarinet, Andrew Sparling. Piano, Philip Thomas. This is from a double CD called Lawrence Crane Chamber Works, 1992 to 2009, and composed in 2004. I think it's a quite sublime work of music. It's incredibly minimalist. It's influenced in part by the Vandelweisser movement, and I really hope you enjoy its subtleties and its moments of stillness and quietude.
Thank you. Yeah.
Quiet. Neighbors moaning. That was from a CD called Five Men Singing, and it features the voices of Jab Blanc, Koichi Makigami, Paul Dutton, Phil Minton, and David Moss. What an incredible array of experimental vocalists. And they come from all sort of fields and disciplines and have all sorts of backgrounds. Jab Blanc is studied physics, mathematics. Most of them are self-taught. Most of them are experimental. Some of them reinterpret poetry, such as Phil Minton. In any case, so what a weird, wonderful, awesome track. I'm going to play something by Greenhouse. This is from the album Cold Wires, and the track is called Your Favorite Place. Your favorite place. Now, I sincerely hope that the place I'm about to introduce next will become your favorite place. This is a mix between a kind of multi-purpose arts and performance space and the intimate feel of an apartment. This is a new space called Ratio. And to inaugurate the space on July 25th, which unfortunately we all missed, unless of course you were there, I Have Eaten the City has released their first album since 2007. The album's called Secret Paths on Manchester, UK's Tombed Visions Records. And I'm going to play a part of the track. It's 12 minutes long, but I am sure it's going to be well worth it. I Have Eaten the City is Nick Storing, Brandon Valdivia, and Colin Fisher. Thank you. I Have Eaten the City performs at the Ratio Space on July 25th. Now, this program has been dedicated to the small and the intimate confines of an apartment. Yes, almost every track was dedicated to our dwelling places, either performed by or to. Now I wanted to escape the confines of the city and play a piece called Rainforest Version 1. This is a 1968 piece by David Tudor, who was, of course, very much influenced and worked with John Cage. It seems that no matter how hard we try to remain in our small little worlds, we always have to go to these ethereal planes. Anyways, here's a track by an electronic guru, David Tudor, Rainforest Version 1. Thank you. David Tudor, Rainforest version 1. Now let's bring it all back, right full circle, like we always try to do on 433. Of course, a program taking its name from John Cage's work. We're going to play a piece by John Cage. This is from his opus, composed in 1976, called Apartment House 1776. Of course, the work we played by Lawrence Crane was performed by Apartment House. You see? Ah, the world, it's so interconnected. So, I'm going to play what I can. We have about 10 minutes of the show left. And then we're going to have Gek with Exploding Head Movies coming up next. Perhaps he will grace us with a little dedication to Robin Williams. What a sad loss. Now, I'm going to start with number 18, Old North, William Billings. And we'll see how far we get. John Cage, 13 Harmonies, work from 1985. Thank you. This has been 433. I'm with your host, Gregory Gann. Coming to the top of the hour with John Cage's 13 Harmonies. We've heard some harmonies, some melodies, all dedicated to apartment music. Stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies. And I will be back next Monday, 6 to 7 p.m., bringing you a wide assortment of experimental, avant-garde, and new music. Thank you for listening.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7.